would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Then we've got a really smooth start to the first episode of the show. It turns out that the red light means on and the white light means off, so I had this thing completely backwards, and then the something or other was playing on top of it. It's madness here on the show, which I'm tentatively calling the St. John Forward Show with your host, John Forward. That's me. If you're tuning in to listen to the same Hoveland repeat again, then I'm sorry to disappoint you. You're going to have to listen to the smooth sounds of my radio voice. It's a long-coming return back to the radio. As all of you campus radio diehards know, I was one of the hosts of seminal radio program called H to the C that ran for many years here on the campus radio station. It was pre, even before it was called Local FM. It was called CFMH, and it was in this, I think it was September 2001. Yeah, I always remember that as the month that I started doing my radio show here at the campus, and it mutated in so many forms over the years, but it truly was a classic. It graduated to podcast form, and then it died again a second time, and now is the third resurrection. And I'm not even going to call it H to the C, but there was all kinds of wacky stuff. I thought of on the way over here, I might at some point incorporate maybe old H to the C classic bits, since that requires me to do no work because I already have 10 years of things. Well, that's not all on my computer, but a few years of things from being uploaded on the internet. And I don't know what this show's going to be. There's going to be a lot of me rambling on about nothing. I like the sound of my own voice in the headphones. I suggest you participate at home with the same kind of thing. You just put on the radio, you're listening through your computer, and you just listen to every snap, crackle, and pop. And guys,
here we are. We're a little bit late for our radio show. James, you didn't tell me that John was going to be on the show this week.
Well, I also didn't tell you to come with me to the radio station this week.
Well, I was, you know, it's been a while since we did the show, a couple weeks, and it's time we get back to doing it.
Guys, I'm doing a show here.
Yeah, you're going to be on Hoveland, right? Did you play the theme song already?
I played my new theme song, which was stolen from Hoveland the Musical. I hope you don't mind. But
What do you mean, though? Yeah, don't mind. Yeah. You played the wrong song. Now let's play the regular Hoveland theme song.
John's taking over the show.
He's taking over what show?
The radio
show. This slot. Well, it's not like I'm taking over the Hoveland show. Yeah, yeah. I'm just taking your spot. You guys aren't even.
You're taking our radio spot. John's taken our radio spot. The Hoveland, traditional Hoveland radio spot, has been passed down from generation to generation to us, and now he's taken it over.
We only did it for about a year.
Well, we're all,
that's what I meant.
We're all friends here. You can come over as guests, but it's my show now.
It's your. Well, I'm just not happy about it. What about the theme song? How come we can't have the theme song on?
Because it's John's radio show.
I've been working all week because I said to myself, you know what? It's been a few weeks, a couple weeks since we didn't do
a job.
Yeah, no, I meant, I was on this, though. Okay, what I'm talking about is, I was spending all day thinking, today I'm going to be on the radio again because I haven't done it in a couple days, and
it's been months.
Been that long when you think about it, though. And I was going to come back with a bang. I had the best episode worked out, and then I get here, and look what's happened.
And what was that episode going to be?
You know, you guys have talked longer than I have on my own radio show so far.
I don't know how yours it actually
let's
is.
Let's take a break. 100%.
I'm going to call the police and we'll see.
We're going to take a quick break and play a song and we'll call the police and we'll sort this out.
I should
out
be
like
in charge
gentlemen.
Of when the breaks come up. I usually am the one who decides when we get to have a break. That's usually my... John, don't you start to break. Come on, we'll do a break in a few minutes. Let's get to the bottom of this. I want to hear my theme song.
We have to listen to a new Opeth song after a new album.
Is Brian Adams in
it? The Wild Flower.
Probably not. Well,
we'll be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back for real this time.
No, you're not back, Adam.
Well, yeah, we were back. John keeps talking first.
You didn't give me a chance to even turn your mics on.
Do you want me to interview you like you're my guest or not? Because that's how this is supposed to be going down. I talk to my lawyers on the break.
It's not. John is supposed to be interviewing me as his guest on his new radio show.
Adam, your mic is cut.
You're cutting my mic. You know what? All right, fine. This is what I'm doing, following my lawyer's advice, okay? You can't silence me. I'll be back, okay? You ain't heard the last of Adam James Landry today.
His middle name is James?
Unfortunately, yeah.
That's interesting. So that was a song off the new Opeth album. I lent that album to somebody at work today because he alleges to like metal. And he listened to it and he just kind of walked back to my desk and handed it to me. And I was like, what do you think? And he said, it's a little evil. Or what?
A little evil. Isn't that metal?
Is that your ringer on?
No, my ringer's off. That's the booth phone.
How do I?
You gotta hit that button, and then the other one, and do the slider thing.
Do I have to pick it up, or do I just hit the button?
Hello.
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 Hello there. This is Officer Constable Sergeant in charge, and I want you to know to cease and desist at the radio show that you're on. You're not supposed to be there, and we're going to come with the SWAT team, and it's for once and for all.
What law am I breaking, exactly?
All of them. The main radio laws, okay? We have you on the books.
Adam, you know I can hear you in the hallway, right?
Wait, this is Adam?
No, this
Officer
isn't Adam.
Constable in charge?
I didn't know you could do characters. That's pretty impressive.
It's not me, okay? I am actually that constable that I talked about previously, okay? You better just deal with it and get out of my radio show.
Are you one of those sexy cops with the short shorts?
You know what? They do call me that sometimes, okay? I've won different contests at work.
What do they call you?
The sexiest one.
They just like, there goes the sexiest one?
Yeah, they put me on the cover of the newsletter, okay?
What about Officer Bound?
None of your business. Get off my radio show.
What about Officer Jim Dangle? Doesn't he win the sexiest one?
I hate to break this to you, Officer, but the really sexy cops get into the calendar. They just threw you a pity pick on the newsletter? That's pretty sad.
Yeah, but next year, next calendar, they said it's going to be just me, okay? And I think you're sidetracking this whole thing and trying to play, you know, I took off the cop school. All right, I know what this is.
Where did you go to cop school?
All the different main ones.
Okay.
So you took it over and over again just so that you knew the law
inside out. Because there's lots of different ways that you can be a cop. But my way is the best way, and I say, since I'm the number one cop in the state, get out of the radio station or we're going to blow it up.
Which state did you say you were in?
The main one.
We're in a province in Canada, so you must have the wrong number, officer, sergeant, constable.
I'm the one asking the questions here. Get out of the radio station. Get out of it, all right? Adam's going to come back in, and this time he's going to have the power of the law at his side, and you better know that and respect it.
No.
Well, officer, if you knew the law, then you would know that we can't just get out, because...
Did you talk to the police officers? They said they were going to call you.
Yeah, we talked to Officer Constable Sergeant in charge.
Yeah. Can I have my mic back on, please? If you've already told you to put my mic back on.
one because that's disrespectful.
He just made me hang up on a cop.
He already hung up. He told me he was going to hang up after the stuff that he did say. Okay, so here I am. Am I back on? You turn. Okay, now it's all fair again. Now, can we play the song? He told you had to play the radio song and get out of here.
No, none of that's happening.
Hovland Radio, oh, oh. I'll just sing it.
All right. I'll play your song for you.
Okay.
Just chill out.
All right. And then we can get it back to normal.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Okay, 2:15 and the lights come on. Where my phone? Looking around like where my phone? Looking where my homies with? Where the hell my homies went? Where the hell my homies went? How I'm supposed to get home? How I'm supposed to get home? Walking home with my feet on sore. Walking home with my feet on sore. What the hell these Louboutins for? What the hell these Louboutins for? Walking home and it's damn near four. Walking home and it's damn near four. What the hell these Louboutins for? What the hell these Louboutins for? Yeah, I was getting it, looking real cute. Up in the club, man, how do you do? What's up with you? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home?
Okay.
Ooh, unlock that. All up in my contacts. 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 Came over here and he wanted to holler.
Yep.
Boy, I came over here and he wanted to holler.
Yep.
Boy, I came over here and he wanted to holler.
Yep.
My song came on, so I hit the dance floor. Man, I lost my phone. Walking home with my feet on sore. Walking home with my feet on sore. What the hell are these Louboutins for? What the hell are these Louboutins for? Walking home and it's damn near four. Walking home and it's damn near four. What the hell are these Louboutins for? I don't know where I'm going. Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Ooh, unlock that. All up in my contacts. 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 Ooh, unlock that. All up in my contacts.
Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Huh? How I'm supposed to get home?
But you're holding it.
Oh. And we came from the four corners. We are the four waters. The port.
Whoa! Spoilers for the next. Maybe that's the next song. I don't know.
So she was holding her phone the whole time.
It's
so
true.
That's where the hell her phone was.
It's a song for the ages. That's the song that you wanted, Adam, right? Because
yeah, I'm okay with that song being played. What I'm not okay with is how it still doesn't really feel like this is my show. How come you get to sit back behind there, even though you pushed all the wrong buttons so far? Every button you've had to press turned out that was not the one you were supposed to press.
Well,
I think he's doing pretty good.
Nope.
Okay.
You're doing 50%, failure.
I pressed all the right ones, just not at the right time. So that's a start.
He even got the phone.
Well, I'm just saying,
and that took you like 10 tries.
Yeah, but ever since then, I could do it perfectly. And I've been really good. You know, everyone says when they come over, when we were doing a show, they would leave. And they after the show, we get emails say, oh, man, if I could just do what Adam could do on that mixing board, I could get a new, better job than I have. And he's the best at it. Oh, you hear that
no,
a lot.
Adam,
you heard it too.
No, what they say is if that is what's passable for someone running a mixing board, I could have that job.
So when okay, but
are you guys going to let me have my own show? Or are you guys this isn't
I'm
this
not
is
letting
not
you do that. That's what I'm saying. I'm
Saint
not
John
letting
Forward
you do that.
Trying to spit out some more words.
Well, you had a chance to do that.
Yeah.
On a different time slot, but you chose this time slot, which is my time slot.
It's not our time slot anymore.
I called Mike Specht, and he said he didn't authorize any of this,
Adam,
and that I'm
long,
in charge.
How long are we going to keep this up? Can we just tell him?
How much longer is the show?
another 27 minutes.
Well, it's going to be rough. 37 minutes. We're in it now. Okay.
No, but we should just tell James.
Tell him what?
Come on. How long are you going to drag this out?
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I didn't do anything wrong.
I gave him $50 for the spot.
No,
he's just pretending like that didn't happen.
I didn't get any money for any different
proceeds. Wait, you gave him money for the spot? And when you...
He was supposed to split it with you.
No, I wasn't.
And I told you that you can have the spot for free.
Okay,
Well, I was kind of paying... It was kind of like hush money. I didn't want Adam barging in here, but that didn't...
None of this happened. He didn't pay me enough money. None of this happened.
You don't pay him until afterwards. That is known.
Well... I didn't get any proceeds from crime. Okay, this all the money that I got is money that I got.
You said you were going to donate that money, Adam. You said you were going to donate your half to the SPCA.
Pay all the scandal going on.
Mike Speck said that this is still my show, and that if whatever you say on it is, if I don't say that you can say it, it's against the law. Mike told me that.
You should at least donate it to the fund drive, which I think is next week.
Well, yeah, I already spent it. Plus, you know, you didn't give it to me.
I'm not authorized to comment on the fund drive, though. I need to come in for a 40-minute training session. So yeah. I'm still new, but I feel like I want to go in. I want to get trained on how to hustle that money so that we can buy ourselves some new gold microphones here at the radio station.
If I give you $10, can I have the radio show back, please?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
Adam, we're not doing
we're
the radio
start a
show
GoFundMe
anymore.
To get me back on the radio where
Adam,
I should be.
I'm cutting your mic again, Adam.
Cutting my mic?
I'm trying to do this show. This is my outreach to the community because, you know, for my stand-up comedy.
I was outreaching.
The people need to get to know me, and only like 30 people ever watch the John Floorwood show, so this is plan B.
Well, they need I was outreaching to the community too, and people don't remember that, but it happened. Okay,
it's fine, John. You just take the radio slot. I don't even really want to do the radio show because Adam comes every time.
No, but $50 more.
But we need to work this out.
$50 more and I'll go.
Adam, I'm turning your mic back on, but you can't just talk over everybody.
Yes, I can.
We need to resolve this because we're all friends here. We have fun, but I'm just trying to do my own thing here.
Then pay me some more money.
Just
put your money
where
your mouth is.
Like, I'm not coming to do the radio show anymore.
I can get here without you if that's what you're talking about.
I don't think you can.
I can. I found a new bicycle.
Are you going to skateboard?
No, I'm upgraded. I'm bicycling now. I got a helmet coming in the mail. Well, I'll get here on the bike.
Why don't you just, instead of coming to do the radio show, you just do like hot tricks and BMX videos on your bike? Go down to the skate park. Drive your bike around on the ramps.
You can only do so many of those before you have to go to the hospital. And then the hospital tells you how long you got to wait before you can do them again. So that's not going
to
be a viable
solution. No, you got to stick to it. You need to go to the hospital as many times as possible. That's what the people need.
Yeah, that's all part of the fun of it.
I don't think that's how it works, okay?
Well, like, James, we need to work together with Adam because he can't just quit butting in cold turkey. We need to replace his annoyance addiction with something else. So we need to really think about this. We need to come up with a program that stick to. Maybe get some sponsors.
How about we just throw him in the bay?
I am not a problem to be solved. Okay, just like how you just
I've got some chain
throw around words like that
and a couple
that could be
of
thrown
rocks,
about you too. And then how would you feel?
And we
not
could
good,
just go
I
out
suppose.
In a boat.
Yeah,
and maybe if the chains accidentally get wrapped
around him, we don't need to get violent.
Falls.
And then I'd find a bunch of lobsters, really
violent.
Good, expensive
I'm
lobsters,
if he
and you guys would wish you were my friends.
Into
then
these chains and rocks, and then falls over the edge. I mean, we wouldn't
never
gonna be
happen.
Able
no,
to
no,
catch him.
We've tried murdering Adam so many times. I think we need to change gears.
It would be an accident.
Well, we've tried to not stop Adam from dying many times.
Can any of these plans take you guys out of the booth and I'll just do my radio show like I wanted to do?
Well, that's
the
thing.
Fantastic kind of segment.
We need to come
up
with a plan.
Oh, okay, well, we can start by how about first me and you will go out of the booth and then John can, you know, he'll say his goodbyes.
And then I get the rest of the show.
Well, we wait outside and sure. Yeah, after that, we'll go wait out in the hall. We'll go run down to the candy machine down the hall. and then we'll
yeah, we need to really put our heads together here. You check Adam for lice. Here's a couple of pencils first.
I just got out of the shower before I came here, so pretty much lice free today, guys. Sorry to disappoint you.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't think a shower takes care of that lice problem.
Yeah, no.
I can see them crawling around in your beard from here.
And the smell tells me that you didn't take a shower.
I did take one. And you guys aren't following the directions on your shampoo. If you do the repeat, you repeat, 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 the lice don't stand a chance. That's anti-lice propaganda.
Look, Adam, why don't you just come out here into the hallway with me?
Yeah, I'll go out in the hallway so we can wrap up his show, and then the second half of the show is going to be Hovland on the radio.
Yeah, just come out past the security locked door.
Hovland.
Yeah, just come up past the security lock.
Yeah, fine. I'll come up past it. Yeah. But I'll be back.
All right.
So enjoy the end of the worst show.
We've already played two songs. So, my overlord tell me that we need some token CanCon, and I found this CD in the box. It's called the Pack AD. I actually heard this on Spotify, but I didn't know that it was Canadian. I don't know what any of the tracks are, but it looks like a few people have played number three. So why should we be any different here on St. John Forward Show? We're going to hear a reminder of what radio station you're listening to, and then we're going to hear a song off Positive Thinking by the Pack AD.
This radio program is brought to you in part by the letter R and may not be suitable for people under the age of 18. Listener discretion is advised.
CFMH, how to get to CFMH, how to get to CFMH, how to get to CFMH. We'll be right back.
We're back on the St. John Forward Show with James Hovey. Adam Landry was here. They're from Hoveland.
Yeah, but, I locked Adam out.
Yeah, well, do you got him doing something, keep him busy?
I told him to do some rock climbing or something outside. I found him a rock and a piece of rope. And
okay, that sounds safe. Yeah. But
I don't care if it's safe as long as it's away from
yeah.
me.
Yeah, so now we can have an intelligent discussion. Do you want to like talk about Trump or something? That's pretty interesting stuff to Canadians.
Yeah, he's a big grabber. I think it's some rodents.
I think there's a.
Ow! Ow! Got in. That counts. Oh.
Adam, Adam Landry just crashed through the ceiling, folks. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh
my God! I wish.
There's a drop ceiling in here, and where there's a drop ceiling, there is a door. That's what I tell people.
That's a famous saying, where there's a drop ceiling, there's a door.
Yeah. When God opens closes a door, he opens a drop ceiling.
We need to get a webcam in here. That was a pretty spectacular. How are you feeling?
Not great.
Good.
Not great.
Do you think you'll do any more rock climbing?
Yeah, well, that was a success. I mean, sometimes you got to have pains to gains, you know?
Well, yeah.
Like I did both today.
If it was easy, then what would be the point of doing it? So do you think you want to pursue, you could do a rock climbing podcast from home, maybe?
Yeah. Or,
you could just climb rocks and talk to the rocks?
It's a lot of work, and you can't really talk while you're doing it. It's not like one of those kinds of sports, you know? Like tennis, you could probably do that. Rock climbing?
Okay, tennis. He likes tennis.
No,
James, do
no,
you...
tennis is a problem.
You could start a tennis vlog.
No, I don't like tennis because it's, you know, it's too easy for it to do. People don't look like they're having too hard of a time playing it. I'm not into those kinds of sports.
Okay, okay. Let's work with you. Instead, James, we can't just impose our will on him. We need to work with Adam. We need to pull the interests out of him.
I'm taking the regular door, whether you guys like it or not.
Okay, that's cool, man. Yeah, you like taking doorways?
You would use the regular
door. You like taking doorways? Can we work with that? Is there a hobby you can think of that involves walking in and out of doors?
Yeah, you could become a doorman.
A doorman.
A doorman, that's perfect. You could wear a fancy shirt and you could say,
"Why do you want
good
me
evening,
to do,
madam?"
I'm a doorman.
So that you can open the door for
I don't
rich
want you to
people.
Open the door for you.
Open the door.
That's what you want
perception.
Me to do.
Yeah,
I
you
don't
want
have
me
a doorman.
Hold the door for you guys all the time. I'm not getting into that. You stole my radio show, and I'm going to hold the door open for you.
Look, Adam, whatever door sense. You're being the doorman,
no,
at, I'm not going
to
go. With
I just thought yeah, that you. I thought you like doors. I'm trying to find you something that you can get into.
Well, doors are important to have. I don't want to be in charge of them.
Okay. So what you don't want you like doors, but you don't want to be in charge of them. Okay. Mm. So let's narrow that down. So is there a less domineering door type hobby that we could get him involved?
Well, I could make doors, but I'm not a good carpenter, so I can't do that either.
You could start your own game show, and you can have the prizes behind the doors.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You could listen to the doors and then tell people how much you like them.
But I hate the Doors. They're the worst band. The worst band that ever happened. They don't even have a bass player. They didn't even finish making the band. They could have at least did step one.
Well, then you could
one.
Do that. You could listen to a Doors song and then talk about how much you don't like it.
No, he doesn't like
well,
it. We can't make him. We can't make him do it. We've got to do something that he wants to do. So if,
I want to do my radio show.
The Doors is the worst band ever. Who's the best band ever?
Well, they'd probably be the Windows, but I'm not sure that they exist. But they're the opposite of the Doors. So
okay, so
logically they'd have to
so
be the best.
If you're interested in music, you could start your own band called The Windows, and you could play in a garage with your bandmates.
Yeah, I could do all this stuff.
You could
sure.
you could
all
do
the
it.
Doors open.
You could do band
yeah,
practice in the garage at your parents' house, like every Monday from 8 to 11 p.m. Probably that would be a good time.
Are
for
you
practice.
Threatening me?
No, I'm...
No,
I'm
wait, I mean, are you challenging me? Is this a challenge?
No, this is an opportunity.
Because I'll do it if it's a challenge.
Yeah,
it's
a challenge. It is
yeah.
a battle of the
I
bands.
I bet you can't form a band and practice every Monday from 8 to 11 o'clock for the next 2 years.
I'll bet I can. And I will win.
I don't know. I don't think you have it in you.
No, but the bet is whether or not I can. I don't have to do it, though. I could still win the bet without doing it, and that's going to be the challenge.
No,
I'm
no, no, no.
Figure out.
No, okay. no. You have to do it in order to win the bet. That's how.
Why wouldn't you want
guys to keep trying to come up with different things that I can do that it's going to take up all the time of my life that I could be doing important
well,
things?
Well, needs to get you away from me.
What are the important things that you want to do with your life?
Right, I'm doing it now, you know, radioing.
Okay, yeah, but what's the second most important thing, second to radioing?
Getting to the radio is pretty important.
You could go work for Uber. You could drive an Uber.
I want to just... Why are you trying to get me off of doing the radio? What is this going on here?
Because
this,
it's John's radio show.
Yes, John's
now.
Radio show, you know?
Not yours.
I put in... Before this, there wasn't even a show on this station at that time of Monday night. They didn't have anything. And they just listened to blank dead air. And then I came on and said, you know, I put a stake in the ground and said, I'm not listening to dead air at this time anymore.
Okay, I'm cutting your mic again,
that's
Adam.
That's all things I did, and then you stole my show.
And then I did a show, and it was the
all right, I'm cutting your mic, James. You guys keep bickering in the background.
Well, I'm just upset about this because, you know,
so, listeners... I'm sorry that you had to deal with this. It's really unprofessional. I just want to bring a quality radio program out to the world. But these two buffoons break in here, and they just can't let me have it. I've been asking this for months. I asked Adam to email or call Mike and tell him that I wanted to take over the spot after I gave him the $50. And he forgot about it for a year. Not a year, it was like a month. But then he did, and then when I tried to send Mike an email, I sent it to Judd's old email. And then I had to come in and get a refresher course. But, oh wait, no, I thought of something.
James, it means James.
Adam, you should just watch all of the superhero movies on a loop.
I did that. Before I came here.
Well, you should do it again, and you should write a blog about it.
The DC ones? Do I have to watch that? I don't have to watch the DC ones again, do I?
Yeah, they're kind of boring.
Terrible.
You can put it on mute and look at Harley Quinn's butt for a while.
I don't even think it's worth it for that.
Well, let's hear Cool Keith tell us about being a superhero, and maybe it will inspire you.
Suicide Squad is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I watched 31 by Rob Zombie last week, and that was worse. And this is the same kind of sloppy.
I watched
it
the first
15
minutes of Now You See Me 2 last night, and it was pretty terrible, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one, but it looked good. Bad. So this has been Movie Reviews on the St. John Forward Show.
Don't
but,
see Suicide Squad, even if you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
I did. It was stupid. I didn't like it. But anyway, here's Cool Keith, who I do like. Is everything turned on? Let's do it.
Give me my radio show back.
No,
oh, wait.
It's Superhero Vision, Sonic, listen. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic, listen. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic, listen.
JBC is nice, I've been around Japan, it's an electronic course with Victor, high on the scales off the Richter, the media say I'm mature, check me out on Wikipedia, coach them off the walkers, let them walk again and run and speed up, I come from a place where superheroes meet up, the X-Men drinking tea, watching chicks with D-cups, Spider-Man saw Dr. Ock spitting off the top of a New York City bus, City Island eating shrimp, storing fries and water to swans and ducks. It'll be wrong to the universe if I drive with a monster green Lamborghini up. All the fives come out to reunite, throw they beanies up. I'm a less cholesterol user, fine-tune abuser. The Yankees lost, but the blue and orange team amuse us. I can make a million rappers whispering hush. Cold stone ice cream, you don't have to lick that much. They hold my balls, easy soft touch. Throw your lady some bucks. The reindeers jump out, you need that antler juice. Ski hat with the mommy goose.
It's Superhero Vision, Sonic, listen. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic, listen. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic, listen. It's Superhero.
Pick in the sick captain's pilot suit designed by Travolta. Out his mind is in the mind of Minota. Culture vulture, fluent from Tulsa to this dimension. Right on time for the Heroes Hustlers Convention. It's no admission, you gotta be on the list. Play your position, peon, and kiss the metal fist. He's on a purely secular mission. Stroll through wearing the Doom Clark second edition. Web slinger need a beat, but blank him out, blank him out. Test the spidey senses on his bank account. For illest mention, he hermaphrodite, who pencils tight, who dance eye. Gave it to Puck from Alpha Flight. Look, the mask was bright as lightning. Same type of shining, got them Teen Titans fighting. Sipping on that She-Hulk milk, at least she said it was milk. In a Hello Kitty cat suit, I bet it was silk. Grabbed the award for being hella raw before she scored the Relicor. Until next round, y'all, Excelsior.
It's superhero vision, Sonic, listen. It's superhero vision, Sonic, listen. It's superhero vision, Sonic, listen. Superhero.
And we're back.
And James and left because
I forgot to fade out the phone again.
Yeah, because you didn't. If you had let me work the mixer like I normally do here on my radio show every week, then that would have been.
Look,
no, wouldn't have happened because I'm.
Sure, that's the guy there.
I'm not the guy. What is going on here? What's going on?
No,
here?
No. Look, get him out.
Don't get me out. You can't get me out.
Finally,
don't get me out.
Finally.
Well, he was just joking about the bomb threat.
Yeah, yeah. He mentioned something about blowing up the station, and so finally the new security guards here are better than the old ones, and they finally got rid of Adam. But I have to go make a statement now, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well.
Maybe I should sorry go about talk the interview.
This is. We'll just keep this segment quick, and we'll get back into some more. All right. I'm gonna play another song. This is Broken Ground off Neurosis' new album. I'm gonna sort this out, and then we'll be back in a little while to wrap up the show. This has been the St. John Forward Show, and you love it.
Yeah.
winter's ash, the sky has turned. Miles of earth we build on high. In barrows our remains shall lie. Trouble
the end of episode one. I think it went pretty well. All interruptions aside, I was thinking about maybe calling this episode zero and have it not count, but that's no fun. This needs to count for a very long time. It was a good time. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're listening to me live on the radio, then you can do so again next week, every Monday, for the foreseeable future, from 9 to 10 o'clock on 107.3 FM. Local FM is the name of the station. John Forward is the name of your host. That's me. I'm a stand-up comedian of note. I'm a pretty big deal, and I might as well use this to promote myself. We're winding down to the end of the show, so aside from doing this radio show, which I'm going to, I'll figure out how to throw out on the internet, my old H to the C podcast feed is still active. That's htothec.podbean.com, but I have a website, johnforward.com, no H forward, like the direction. Check it out I'll figure out how to embed it in there so it looks real nice for you. But if you want to subscribe to it in iTunes or whatever you use for your podcasts, look for H to the C, unless I can figure out how to change the name of it to St. John Forward, because that's this show. If you want to see me live, there's some opportunities for that. Later on this week, October 20th, at St. John High School, my old stomping grounds. It's going to be a big show in memory of Lloyd Raven, a comedian that started things up way back in the day, and he passed away a short while ago. So this is a fundraiser for his family, and the idea is for it to be every comedian in New Brunswick, some of them driving 5 hours to do a three-minute set for unknown reasons, but that's how it is. It's going to be a big night of comedy. I'm number 11 out of 39, I think, and that's going to be the sweet spot for a three-minute John Forward set, which I'm not entirely sure what that's going to look like. I've got an idea. I did some open mics in Portland, Oregon, because I'm a huge deal. And I don't know if I'm going to be on the show or not, but you should go to Chuckles on next weekend on the 28th and 29th to see Scott Belford. That will be a good show. I've worked with him. And then you can see me at the No Jokes Bar Deluxe anniversary show. I do a show the first Friday every month at O'Leary's in the upstairs room, 8:30 to 11 o'clock. It's a bit of a different format from the other No Jokes Bard show that I'll tell you about in a moment. We've got a host, three comedians doing 15-minute sets, and a half-hour headliner. This is a showcase of the best of New Brunswick talent. And then we've got regular No Jokes Bard, which is the next one will be on November 19th. That's at the R Bar, Uptown St. John. That's where the magic happens. If No Jokes Bard Deluxe is for the best, then No Jokes Bard Regular is for the rest, and also the best. It's a mix. And lots of new people on there, and lots of old people doing new stuff. It's a good time. Pay what you want. Low barrier of entry, so those happen every month. You can find the details on johnforward.com if I update it, which I should probably do more regularly now. But we are getting to the end of the show. Again, John Forward. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I've posted 2 times on Instagram, so get on it. And we're going to close out. I played 2 non-Canadian songs, so we need another token CanCon. And I found this CD by the Buttes from Halifax, and I know 2 of the guys in the band. I've seen them live, but I haven't heard the album yet, so we're going to hear the song Ether until the next thing kicks in. Good night. Like it was in a play.